Two-party sources speculated that party leadership will end up on Somerset County Democratic Committee Chair Peg Schaefer to lead the splintered and battered party organization. At the moment, incumbent Democratic Committee Chairman John Curry faces a challenge by Leroy Jones to lead the statewide operation. Jones chairs the Essex County Democratic Organization and leads 1868 Public Affairs, where jammed-up Ocean County Republican Chairman George Gilmore served. He resigned in January as counsel. Schaefer's entrance today as vice chair of the state committee has olive branch implications all over it, a source told InsiderNJ. The source referred to how Curry himself came into being as the party chair in 2013. Then Democratic gubernatorial candidate Barbara Buono wanted then Assemblyman Jason O'Donnell. The brain trust, otherwise known as the South Jersey Democratic Committee, interspersed statewide, didn't want O'Donnell. He was against public pensions and benefits overhaul. They threw State Senator Ray Lesniak into the sawdust to check O'Donnell. Lesniak offered more or less the same list of endorsements that Jones' allies put forward at the end of last year. In the midst of that standoff, Curry came forward as a compromise choice and prevented Buono from claiming a win. That's what will happen here, the source promised. To be clear, the Somerset chair accepted the job with an endorsement of Curry to continue to lead the party and appeared to give the sitting chair a needed boost in his war with Jones. I look forward to standing with Governor Murphy and Chairman Curry in the vitally important years to come as we work to build a stronger and fairer New Jersey, she said. Still, party members hummed. In historical context, and with Curry's own example in recent memory, Schaefer supplanting Lizette Delgado Polanco as vice chair carries more than simply second banana expectations. Jones v. Curry equals Schaefer, or so said the two-party sources watching the situation unfold. Leroy don't want that bull ST, are you kidding me? One of the sources said. He's a lobbyist. You gotta be sitting me if you think Lurie wants that too. It's fun for parlor room politics and great for laughs, but he don't want that. Schaefer, on the other hand, does want it evidenced at the very least by her willingness to step into the breach created by Delgado Polanco's collapse. She's riding a bit of a hot streak, too, the same way Curry was when the party tapped him. Back then, the Passaic County Democratic Committee chairman had just helped shepherd U.S. Representative Bill Puskrell, D9, to victory in a rugged, post-redistricting Democratic primary. Last year, Schaefer picked up two freeholder seats in tough-to-crack Somerset County and helped U.S. Representative Tom Malinowski knock off Republican Leonard Lance. She's a natural, a party source gushed. A third source said Chair Schaefer won't happen, at least not over the political corpse of Curry. I think that's people who wanted Curry out seeing the writing on the wall, that this Schaefer as vice chair pushes Curry over the top, a source said. Phil Swabinski, spokesman for the party organization, said her ascent past vice chair, as long as Curry seeks the chairmanship, won't happen. Peg is not running for chair, Swabinski said. She is 100% committed to supporting John for chair. A fourth source agreed. Curry beats Jones with Schaefer, he insisted. This will be all about redistricting and Passaic. Hudson and Bergen will never allow it, Schaefer as chair, to happen, the source said. It was a little volatile,